Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we've been talking with Dr. David Agus, who has written a wonderful book that follows on his runaway New York Times bestseller, The End of Illness. This is a short guide to a long life. This is obviously even quick bathroom reading. It's 65 things you can do or not do, plus a book of lists, if you will, a short group of lists, such as the top high glycemic food index foods, which include soft drinks, sports drinks, fruit juices, white bread, pasta, etc. We'll go through some of this list in a few seconds. But I want to go through and say, David, one of the things that surprised me or that was interesting in the list and that you have to read through it is says, number 42, 17 milligrams twice a day. What do you mean by that?
But, you know, people always ask me, as I'm sure they ask you, is, you know, what's the secret to life? What are the one thing we can do? And so to me, it's a funny response is 17 milligrams a day. But what it really means is there is no right answer. And so there's a matrix of things that we need to do. We need to eat well. We need to watch our behavior. We need to do preventive medicine. All of those things, in the end, they're not that difficult. In the end, they pay off, but it's very difficult in our country to get someone to make a change today that's going to affect them tomorrow. How do you tell a 30-year-old, do something today, you're going to be better in your 50s, 60s, and 70s? It just doesn't work well. We got to find a way to get people to think about tomorrow.
And so 17 milligrams a day is, in fact, part of the philosophy, I think, that you have in here, although there's a list of 65 things that you can do for a longer life, if you will, for a healthier life as well as longer. This is not a book that says you have to do each of these things, but is one that where you can adopt one or two or three and then add to it. So I thought this was an excellent example of something. Another one you talk about is And I'm going to put this as number one. And I don't know if you put these in the most important order or the order first. How did you order the book, the 65?
You know, I mean, the order was really just for interest. I mean, it's very hard to put a hierarchy, as you know, to one thing you should do. It's different in all of us. We're all different. We all need different focus, and we all have different value systems. So to me, each of them are equally important, especially to each of us.
Now, what you have is listen, number one, listen, look, feel, and record your body's features. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know your body best. You see your doctor every year, every 2 years. Year C, they take your blood pressure at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while you were there. They'd give a quick look over you. Well, I want you to get naked, literally in front of a mirror every week or two and look at the changes in your body. I want you to check your blood pressure at home, in the morning when you get up, at night when you go to bed, when you're pissed off after a phone call. You know, there's an old adage, with enough data, error goes away. And so I really want each of us to be in charge of our own health care. We're in charge. And so if you go in with all that information, you know about yourself, that's how you're going to get the best results from that 10, 15 minutes, if you're very lucky, with your doctor. It matters.
Now, there are a couple things that I talk about that you also talk about, but that many people don't get from their physician. And since you're a cancer expert, talk to us a little bit about an aspirin or a baby aspirin or two baby aspirin a day, and also talk to us about seeing your doctor, if you're an old guy like I am, about a statin.
Ah, so 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said, if you take the bark of the willow tree and chew it, pain and fever goes away. And that was the birth of aspirin as a medication. There have been now 5 separate studies, each of which have had close to 100,000 people followed for close to 20-plus years, and what they showed is a dramatic reduction, not in the incidence, but the death rate of cancer in people who take a low-dose baby aspirin a day, and significant reduction in both heart disease and stroke. So it's not for everybody, but everybody needs to have that conversation with their doctor. It is a remarkable drug for a few dollars a year to really have an impact on one's health. And we think the mechanism is blocking inflammation. And so everybody needs to get up and have that conversation if you're 40 or older. Then you said there's a class of drugs called statins. Statins are the Lipitors, the Crestors of the world that were developed to lower cholesterol, which they do, but they also block inflammation. And if you look at the data, they again delay heart disease and stroke. And there's really amazing data that no matter what kind of cancer you have, if you're diagnosed while on a statin, you live longer. So blocking inflammation really is the core, once we're in our 40s or so, of trying to delay or prevent heart disease, cancer, and some of the other diseases.
And there is a difference, we should point out to people, in the kind of statins. So there are generic, and you mentioned Lipitor, which is atorvastatin, or Crestor, which is rosuvastatin. Those are two that have much more anti-inflammatory effect, which is what you want, than the older statins, such as Prevastatin or Simvastatin. So it is the newer statins that if you're going to do this, you want to have that discussion with your physician about. Now, one of the other things in the back of the book, and I'm going to not go all the way to the back, which is a book of lists that is really good, but and by the way, this is really a fun book. There is the statement, it is things to avoid, one of which is juicing. Tell me about that.
Well, listen, as soon as you put a fruit or a vegetable into a blender and turn it on, it gets what we call oxidized and starts to degrade in milliseconds. You know, we were designed, you and I, to eat fruits and vegetables from a tree. We're not made to have 6 carrots in a blender. So there's very little nutrients once you start to put that fruit into a blender. It's easier. People like it. You can actually upcharge for it. So charging for 6 carrots is going to cost you, 50, 60 cents. Charging for carrot juice may cost you $5, $6. And so, unfortunately, the market drove us to that. But if you look at the data, the real data is eat fruits and vegetables. Don't take the shortcuts. There's an amazing story in 1746. James Lind is captain of the British Royal Navy, and he's fighting the French in the Battle of Trafalgar. At the time, they go to sea for months at a time, and they would get scurvy. So his ship had limes. And that's what the British soldiers are called, limeys. They didn't get scurvy, and they won the battle. And he was an entrepreneur. As soon as he got back, and he says, I'm selling the extract of lime to prevent scurvy. And it didn't work. Because as soon as you squeeze that lime, it all degrades.
We've been talking with Dr. David Agus. And the website, www.davidagus.com, is where you can find out more about the end of illness, as well as this book, which is a great book, A Short Guide to a Long Life, by David Agus. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, is another new station. We have about 30 of them, but this one is WELW 1330 in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us. Remember, Radio MD, stay well. You can do it.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the